That was A Sham, which means out there, by the singer known as Eliot. And this was the first Eurovision song that Israel participated in 1973. I know that I just won the last Eurovision Song Contest, but I hated the song. I thought it was horrible.
The chicken song,
the
wasn't
chicken
it?
The chicken song, yeah. Anyway, we used that as a little intro to the next story from Veronica. Afik Gal is head chef at Miznon Restaurant in Hardware Lane in Melbourne, which is the latest in a global chain of Israeli street food restaurants started by celebrity chef Eyal Shanti. First opened in Tel Aviv, Miznon Restaurants can now be found in Paris, Vienna, New York City and Melbourne. And reporter Veronica Matheson talked to chef Afik Gal of Miznon Restaurant in Melbourne about its pita bread dishes that are served in a paper bag and about its signature dish, which is roasted cauliflower.
Now, Afik, how would you describe Miznon to our listeners?
Basically, Eyal, who's the father of all our food concepts and our businesses, he really wanted to make this food accessible to as many people and as wide common base as possible. So the idea was really to take the whole concept of how we cook in salons and all the products and everything, put it in a pita and make it accessible as far as price to begin with, and really to turn it into a kind of a street food. So also location-wise, we always end up in a very bustling place with high traffic, and we always make sure that we have a relatively wide front for the store, for the restaurant, and we actually sit on the street. Most of the space in the front, most of the wall will be opened to invite people to come in and pour into the restaurant.
It's certainly a very different concept. To begin with, the Hebrew word, or the Hebrew name Miznon, what does that mean?
Well, a rough translation of that would be some sort of a cafeteria or a mensa. It's a cheap place to eat in very simple and very cheap food. That would be the closest translation, I think.
And you came here 9 months ago to open Melbourne's branch of Miznon. How is it going?
Going very well. It's exciting. It's definitely different to everything else I've seen so far. We have three branches in Tel Aviv. We opened one in Paris and one in Vienna. Definitely Europe is something a bit more familiar when you come from Israel, and Australia is a whole different thing altogether.
And you've got one in New York too, haven't you?
Yeah, we opened one in New York about 3 months ago.
Right. And friends have been telling me that, you know, going to the place in Melbourne, Miznon in Melbourne, is a fun place to go. Is that right?
Yeah, it definitely is. I think it's a very important part of Miznon. It starts with our approach to people who work with us, you know, our employees. Very, very important. I believe that Miznon is a place that works on its energy. You know, every time we recruit people, I'm not really looking for qualification. Being in Miznon all around the world, about 80% of the people who work in the kitchen are not cooks. They've started their culinary career, if you want to call it that, in Miznon. So the core and most important thing to look for is really good people, you know, people with good heart, with head on their shoulder, are willing to work hard, and it creates something very, very unique. If there's something I can say on behalf of Miznon is wherever we open Miznon around the world, it always drew really amazing people to it.
And you even have a trumpet announcing the orders, that the orders are ready, is that right?
We have, it's not actually used to announce that the orders are ready. For that, we just holler and shout.
You holler and shout.
Yeah. It's a fun place and very casual place and very, it's a bit of, you know, noisy in a way.
Mm-hmm. Are diners surprised to find that you use no knives or forks or plates?
Well, as I said, everywhere we go around the world, you know, Miznon is going through a certain of a evolution, you know. It evolves in the direction where the location takes it a little bit. It can be culinary-wise as far as the products, there are different products and different things or different eating habits, and also as far as this. So we did add some cutlery to the food here, but a lot of the food is going out in paper bags, on cardboard. You know, it's very out of the ordinary, especially here in Australia.
Tell me,
some are going on plates as well. But
Tell me a little bit about the pita bread fillings. Is there a favorite filling in Melbourne?
Actually, I think we have a menu. It's relatively accurate and distilled, I would call it. You know, we have vegan options, we have gluten-free options, we have meat, vegetarian, relatively few options of each. I can't say that there are a certain thing that is the top seller or the most favorable. I can say on each section maybe, like the minute steak is very popular for people who eat the meat. And you've got the white, which is a cauliflower in a pita.
That's
very favorite among vegetarian and vegans.
Mm. Tell me about the roasted cauliflower. I gather that's Miznon's signature dish.
Yeah, that is the signature dish. And I think it's, in addition to that, it's really represent the concept of our kitchen. You know, our approach as a kitchen is really to try and strive for the best ingredients you can find in the market. And once you have something which is really, really good quality, you don't have to work so much to make it tasty, you know?
Yeah.
So you try to manipulate as little as possible as far as the processes. You don't add any sauces or anything else to it. You just give it a stage and let it speak for itself.
So what do you do with the roasted cauliflower?
Yeah, so the roasted cauliflower is a very simple process. We blanch it in very salty water. Another important ingredient that we have in Miznon is the salt. We use an Atlantic sea salt. Also grey salt here. It's a very rich in mineral, very flavorful salt. I think it definitely boosts everything up as far as flavor and as far as all the tasting is known. So you blanch it just until it starts to give in. Just starts to be soft. You blanch it in the salty water. You take it out, you let it cool down. And then what we do, we found out that the exact amount of oil that's needed for the cauliflower is the amount of olive oil that can stays on your hand.
Uh-huh.
Basically, you dip your hand in olive oil, you wipe both your hands together, and the amount of olive oil that's left on your palm, this is all you need. You just pat the surface of the cauliflower, sprinkle a little bit more Atlantic salt on it, and you put it in the oven in the highest temperature, just to give it the final roasting and also to complete the cooking so it becomes tender all the way to the leaves and to the core of the cauliflower.
And people say it's delicious, do they?
Yeah, people are.
So did you like
crazy for it.
So did you like cauliflower before you started cooking it this way?
I like cauliflower, but it was never really in the center of my attention. You know, it didn't seem like a very popular thing, but it's definitely, I think it would be fair to say, the best way I could think of to cook a cauliflower and the best result you can get to with a cauliflower.
Good. Afik, now tell me a little bit about yourself. You grew up in Israel, did you?
Yeah, I actually grew up in Sinai when it was still part of Israel. It was returned to Egypt in the peace treaty, but in 82.
Mm-hmm.
So I grew up on the shores of the Red Sea, in the desert, with Bedouins.
That should have been very interesting. And then presumably you moved where? Somewhere to learn to be a chef?
Well, actually, that happened eventually in Canada. I went to the Cordon Bleu in Ottawa. And then I came back to Israel.
So now the plan is to, as you say, build Miznon in Melbourne up to be a restaurant that everybody knows about. And then are you heading off to open another one somewhere?
Probably, yes. I think it will come somewhere down the line.
Well, that was Chef Afik Gal talking to Veronica Matheson about the Israeli street food being served at Miznon restaurant in Melbourne's Hardware Lane.